Hey everyone, welcome to Voices of Brittany, 28 under 28, a Black History podcast. Just remember, Black History Month can be celebrated at any month, not just in February. Today I have one of my wonderful, 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 lovely, lovely co-workers by the name of Miss Cynthia Bennett here. Miss Bennett, can you say hi to the people listening?
Hi, listeners.
So she is here with me today to share some special projects, what her and her kiddos are doing. But let's get a little bit of background information. What do you teach?
I teach tech savvy, digital literacy, and I also teach, which is a form of business, and I teach entrepreneurship.
Can you go a little bit more into detail on what each of those means? We have a wonderful tech lady in the house, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. The tech savvy, the digital literacy, it's just actually to get the kids acclimated into the Microsoft products, Google Docs, of those things, actually how to maneuver, understand the toolbars, and this, what they're learning in the digital tech savvy class will carry over into their other core classes should they have to do research papers or writing things up to make sure that they are composing their documents grammatically correct and, you know, I'll get, make sure the errors are correct and everything. So it's to help them also to understand about the do's and don'ts on internet, what they should look up.
Oh, they definitely need that.
Social media,
yes.
You know, the pros and cons and all those things. So that's for the digital literacy class. And then the business class, of course, is to get our students introduction to business, to career explorations, if they, whatever fields they feel that they may be interested in or want to go into or to pursue, we kind of pursue those fields in the career pathways and kind of go into a little bit depths of what is required, the requirements, the background, the educational backgrounds, the experience. Of course, we also talk about soft skills. That's a skill that's kind of that's needed. It's very much needed, just as much as the hard skills. So we talk about the soft skills. And then in the NEFTY Entrepreneurship Program, it's for the student who wants to be their own business or be their own boss, and they want to have their own business. Business startups talks about those things, how to do app development if they want to create their own app. And so that is the nature of both those three programs that I am currently teaching.
Awesome. So two things struck out to me. It's like going back to the social media part. As we teach middle school, if I didn't explain that in other episodes, and we are an elective, so we are like specialty subjects that kids can choose or sometimes get into the classroom by random and really don't know the expectations of it. But the social media component can be taught, I believe, in all different subjects, because social media, especially with the pandemic going on, is such a crucial thing for communication.
Yes.
And a lot of kiddos don't understand that there is kind of like a rule structure you need to follow to do it safely, don't you think?
Yes, to do it safely, because, you know, we have cyber predators on there. We have people that's lurking, looking for information. We always tell them about making sure you have your privacy settings done. You know, don't download information that you are not sure of the source. And certainly do not meet up with somebody that you met online. If you don't know what that person looked like in real life, do not meet up with them, because we always talk about them, because anybody can put a picture up and say that they're Johnny. And Johnny can look like a 12-year-old boy, but when you meet with them, it can be a fully grown man or a woman. And so we talk about all those things. And then we also talk about with the social media that they don't know in the business world, HR departments, they go and look and search your social media to see what you put on your profile.
Yep.
And a lot of times that will come back to haunt you.
It
even
will.
Not even in business, even when
in
you're
life.
In school to try to get scholarships and all that stuff. It just, you know, so we talk about that. You have to be careful what you put out there. When you in doubt, don't.
And that is a big, huge thing that I talk to my kids in, like, my drama classroom, is that anything that you make on life is like a thumbprint.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different people in the world. They only think that this applies to adults. You could put a picture up, you can put this up, but believe it or not, there are students here and all over in the age that sexed. They send explicit pictures to random strangers. It's a very believable system.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very important that us as educators teach them the ways, because that one picture that they sent on Instagram or their fight that they posted on Snapchat, anyone can look that up. So I'm so grateful that we are having educators teaching that. We really need to continue in schools teaching media literacy because technology is the new thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you have to learn, you know, those soft skills and the hard skills. And I really like, what is a soft skill that you talk about and what is a hard skill that you talk about in your class?
A soft skill that we talk about is leadership, communication.
Yes.
And I always tell them to make sure that you are communicating properly and you're being concise and clear when you're conveying your message, because if you don't understand what you're saying,
how are they gonna know?
How is the person that's listening to you? And we also talk about being adaptable.
Yes.
Things are just not gonna always go in stock and barrel, line by, you know, line upon line, 1, 2, 3. There's always, life throws detours. I always say we do life. We're doing life. So we talk about
life is never written. You write the story.
Right.
You create whatever chapter.
You create it, right. And we talk about that. We talk about teamwork. You know, because you're in the world, when you go out into the world for school and business and working, you don't necessarily work with your friends, and you don't have to like the person.
And not working with people that look like you, especially with racial. It's like you may, you know, with everything going on in the world and with the racial divide that's happening, I tell my kids too, I'm just like, you may have a white boss.
Exactly.
Just because you have a white boss does not mean that you're going to be mistreated.
Right.
You have to look at it and look at your own actions to figure out how you're going to be able to collaborate and team build with the environment.
Exactly. And it may not always be somebody that you maybe like or even agree with on a lot of things, but the thing you have to realize, what is your purpose? Why they hired you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't hire you to be friends, then, you know, it's good to be friends, but if you don't, you don't have an agenda. They hired you for a purpose, and that is solely what they're doing. Can you work together as a team to push forward whatever it is, the project or the process or the service or whatever it is that they hired you for? So we talk about all those things because we know sometimes our kids, you know, they want to be in a group with people. I don't like this person. Well, we're going to have to learn how to adapt.
Yes. Those are some great things. Yeah. Like, I 100% agree. So talk about, you have something going on in your classroom that I'm kind of excited to share. Can you go ahead and tell the people what you're working on?
Well, this year, this week, next week, because of the Black History Month, I am having the team to, we're going to be doing something in Ed Puzzle where we are going to be highlighting people of color who made contributions in the business world or entrepreneurship. And I know we talked about CJ Walker and all of those, but I kind of raised, I want to highlight some of the minor names. And when I say minor names, mean it, they haven't been acknowledged, but the contribution is far from that. They've made vast contributions. For example, like Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler, she was the first African-American woman physician in the United States, things of that, you know. And then we're going to highlight some of the people from St. Louis. Annie Malone, you know about the Annie Malone Children's Home, her, and then even.
And it's not just the parade, y'all.
No, not just
the parade.
No, we're not talking about the parade.
Right,
we're talking about the contributions that she's making or that her organization has made in the lives of homeless children or underprivileged children that was located in the city of St. Louis where she is now, where the building is located.
And not to cut you off, I think that's a great way to actually do for hometown stuff, because a lot of people, with the media, we have some struggles going on. Yes, we have some, you know, different issues that each town in general have to go through, but it's nice to highlight examples from around our communities and those of color and those that have had different hardships, to know that the kids that are sitting in these chairs can do it as long as they put themselves and amount to themselves.
Right.
You know,
we want the kids to see themselves in the people here because they had struggles. They went through a lot, but they overcame the adversity with tenacity and teamwork and leadership, all these soft skills that we're talking about. And even another person I want to highlight that's in St. Louis, David L. Stewart. He is the CEO of Worldwide Technology, WRT, off of 270.
I did not even know that. The one that's on Dorset?
Yes. Yes.
The big, shiny, tall building in Westport, y'all.
Yes. And so what we're doing is highlighting African-Americans who's made significant contributions in their careers or their business or entrepreneurship. And we want the kids to pick one of them, that you that's going kind of in the career path that you desire or you're even interested in, and we're going to have them to make a presentation of a Google slide with their picture on it, what their contribution made, and then how you're going to how it lines up with your career path.
Awesome. If the one thing that you have to take away from this is we got to make sure we give our kiddos opportunity to highlight those that look like them. Mm-hmm. And also, one homework assignment. Yes, I'm giving the listeners homework. Really think about how you highlight the people in your life. You know, even the minor ones have so much to give. Don't look for the major publications and don't look for the major things. It could be something as small as them telling you, I love you for the day. Or even if they got that B on the assignment, they're trying. Or even if it's something with putting together a Google slide for an Ed puzzle for a wonderful tech class. So that's your homework for today, listeners. Figure out who and what you're going to highlight, because I think we need a lot more of that in our world now. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ms. Bennett, we're going to hear more about her project at a later date. I am looking forward to that. And this is Ms. Waymire signing off for Voices of Brittany 28 Under 28. We'll talk soon.